Hey, we got Mark Peloza back on the show today from Hog Heaven Guide Service on the Little Bay to Knock. Mark, how's the weather down there?
Well, today is pretty beautiful, but other than that, I thought we were going to get together a bunch of people and have to build Noah's Ark again. There's a lot of rain.
We have definitely had a lot of water, a lot of cooler weather, and it sounded like it stifled the fishing quite a bit. Except the last 24 to 48 hours, I'm finally starting to get some decent reports for walleye fishing and perch fishing again. And then, of course, the smallmouth bass season is in full swing, and people are catching trophy smallmouth, especially down by the Ford River there. I'd like to start with a walleye, though, because that's really what you focus on, isn't it?
Yeah, I try to. Like I said, unless there's nothing else to go for, if the bite's really that bad. But, yeah, I try to focus on our walleyes.
Well, it sounds like things have kind of are a little bit different this year than it has been in, let's say, the last decade or so. I'm hearing that they're catching more walleye in deeper water in Little Bay to Knock. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, the beginning of season started out where we were getting our eating size fish in the mouth of the river, floating jig heads and flatfish, and we were struggling getting any fish that were 24-inch size. And lo and behold, we kind of figured that out, that those fish are laying off the edges of the reefs in the deep mud that people are fishing with lead cord because there's still some smolt left in the bay.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a little deeper presentation if you're going to go after the fish that are a little bit bigger in size. Your 20 to 24-inch fish are basically laying off the edge of the reef.
And how deep of water are we talking?
Oh, you're talking anywhere from 25 to 32 foot of water.
Okay. Is it a specific reef that you're referring to?
No, pretty much all of them. You know, if you just gotta locate the walleye, and it depends. You know, if we got those few smolt that we have in bay, when they roam, they're roaming with them. So you just gotta target those. If you find those smolt, you find those walleyes.
So is there a specific time in the spring or summer that those smolt move out into deeper water out of Little Bay to Knock?
Yeah, usually by now they're gone, but for some reason I think the water stayed a little colder than normal because of our colder spring this year, so they kind of hung in the bay a little bit. And you know, there's not clouds and clouds and clouds of big fish, but there's just enough smolt to keep those fish off the shallower waters and the deeper portions of the bay.
We got more walleye tips and tactics and recommendations in our next Outdoor Report, and we'll hear about the early bird walleye tournament on Big Bay to Knock. As we continue later this hour with Mark Peloza from Hog Heaven Guide Service and the Bays to Knock Great Lakes Sports Fishermen's Club. So stay tuned for part two later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.